This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. We are joined today by Andy Zepkowski, who has recently founded a new organization here in Danville. And we're going to learn all about that and how it came to be and what it is intended to do. So we thank you for joining us, Andy.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with the organization. It's called Under Her Mantle.
Correct.
Tell us, where does the name come from and what's the point of the organization?
So Under Her Mantle, as a Catholic, originated from Mary. We have a great deal of respect and honor for Mary. And traditionally, Mary is pictured wearing a big headscarf, like a mantle is what it's called, and under that holding baby Jesus. I took a great deal of inspiration to that and the loving touch and just depiction it has for mothers and children. And it is a nonprofit diaper organization. We provide a month of diapers to moms, dads, families, just anybody struggling in need. And honestly, it's taken off a lot quicker than I thought.
Okay. And you're a nursing student currently?
I am, yep.
Okay. Did that exposure to that sort of side of life show you that there was a need out there too?
Oh, absolutely. I realized that quite early once I got into nursing that there is quite a few struggling parents out there. And I noticed that there was quite a bit of lack of assistance. So what I did was I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure quite where to start. So once I finally figured out an idea, I didn't even think it would take off, but here we are.
But now, was there an existing organization in your church that kind of
So this started at St. Joe's. A good friend of mine, Angela, had started the Respect Life Ministry, and that exposed me to the need of support for most parents out there, especially new expecting mothers. So she quite honestly inspired the whole thing. And we had, I think it was over 400 requests just in the first month alone for help. So I know it was much needed.
So it's definitely a need out there. I know with the pregnancy care centers like in Shamokin, they're always looking for specific sizes of diapers too when they're you know, collecting mm-hmm. to help people. Have you seen a specific area of need like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of babies, younger children, especially in families. I think once you have a new child and enter the family and all those new expenses as well, it can kind of be overwhelming with everything at the same time. So I think mostly we've had size requests for like newborn, size one, size two.
I think I've repressed the expense of my own daughter's diapers because it's been 20 years, but it's such an expense that's got to really impact people, especially now with everything else costing a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. And right now on average, it costs anywhere from around $80 to $120 for just a month of diapers. And that can be quite a lot for some families who are struggling.
So how does this work? I mean, do you have specific giveaways or is it sort of people just coming to you when they hear about the group?
It's honestly, I'm trying to set up a bit more easy process for all those applying. But as of now, it's just a simple email asking us for assistance and just a few words of why you need assistance. And then along with your children's, you know, age, size and everything like that. Right now, we do go based on urgency and need. We are not income-based or anything like that, so everybody is invited to apply regardless.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned the church at the beginning. That's where it started. That's where it's out of, but you don't have to be a Catholic or anything. You don't have to be anything.
No, absolutely not. And we are 100% judgment-free. You know, anybody from any background with any history can apply. And, you know, it's not our job to judge anybody on any life circumstances.
As you mentioned, your group forming initially from your connection to the St. Joseph's mm-hmm. Catholic Church in Danville. How does that kind of, you know, your own faith affect what you're doing? How does that connect?
That's a really good question. So I always had, I feel like, a calling to help in some way. When I initially started this, I didn't really know how to help. Well, I guess I should say before I started it, I didn't know how to help. A lot of prayer went into it, and I really was just asking God to give me the guidance of where to start this and how to start it and even what I should do. But honestly, it was a late night idea. It was like 1 a.m, and I just had this idea pop into my head, and I was like, you know, why don't I actually do something about the most basic necessity for for children and something that a lot of parents struggle to get. But I think that's something that God calls us all to do is help. And if I can help in some way by just showing up with a box of diapers, then that's what my life mission is.
And you hear a lot today people saying, you say you're pro-life, but you don't care about the baby once it's born. So this is definitely Absolutely. A way to say,
put it
wait,
into action.
Look over here.
Absolutely.
So that's a good way to act on what you do believe. So at this point, now you recently had a drive, is that correct?
We did. So we just finished up a drive with Pro Real Estate. We are actively seeking a business for next month. So if anybody's interested, reach out. But we did, and we got, I think it was about 15 boxes of diapers and wipes, along with some formula. And they were so extremely helpful with spreading the message and the word that we needed help. And the community was so quick to show up and help.
Now, is this officially a nonprofit or in the process?
So it's in the process. We have our application submitted. It is a little bit of a tedious process, unfortunately, but we have all of our applications submitted, so we just wait to hear back.
Okay. And you know, what's the next step? I mean, you're hearing, are you hearing from people, would you say, daily now or weekly? Or, you know, I'm guessing this is so new, the word's still getting out.
Absolutely. And I think it's spread pretty quickly. But we initially started with just a local idea in mind. When I initially talked to Angela about this, we were kind of hoping it would just be like a community-based, you know, just neighbors helping neighbors sort of deal. But once it started to grow so quickly, it was honestly something we had to grow with. So we learned to adapt really fast. We have help mothers, dads, and families statewide, and even into Maryland and New Jersey. So I think we're just ready to adapt, and hopefully God leads us where we need to go with growing and helping others.
Have you seen specific cases that have kind of stuck with you that you say, wow, this, you know, these people would have really struggled, but now we're able to help them?
I have, yeah. I had a mother, I think it was about three and a half weeks ago, and she reached out. She recently fled a domestic violence situation with four children. She didn't have any necessities, not even any clothing, toys, a crib, nothing for her baby even. So we were able to provide a month of diapers for all four of her children. Typically, we are only able to help one, but with all the generous donations we had, we were able to do that for her. And just seeing actually how she was in her gratitude after we gave her all that just really touched my heart, because I know how much it was able to help her.
Okay. So right now, in addition to diapers, you need businesses that are willing to step up and kind of sponsor. Is it something you're going to do monthly, different places? Is that the plan?
So that's the goal. That is our absolute goal. We are seeking somebody right now for April and May to host a diaper drive. And it's fairly simple. I mean, all I ask is you just send us an email and we'll provide you with all the marketing and social media posting and everything like that. You don't have to go out of your way to do anything. And then we also are looking for those who may be interested in donating like a gift card to raffle off along with the diaper drive, or if the business itself would like to donate a gift card, that is always so much greatly appreciated. But it is never required. We are always, you know, able to just have people drop diapers off.
Okay. And as I mentioned, crisis pregnancy centers, and there's another diaper something in Danville that, mm-hmm. you know, is collected. Does there tend to be a duplication then, or do you kind of work with other groups to make sure you're meeting the same needs, but among different people?
So we are actively trying to work together with different organizations. It can be a little bit tricky, especially with how many there are. So what my ultimate goal is would be to all work together to help everybody, and that would make, I think, the greatest effect. But I think how we differ a little bit from traditional diaper banks or churches or the pregnancy care centers is we provide parents and families with a full month of diapers. So we usually it's, I think, about 120 to 260, depending on the age of the child, of diapers per month. And that typically will get a family through a full month without having to worry about that cost. So it is a little bit challenging getting all the diapers together, but once you see it actually help the families, it makes such a difference.
And really kind of a standout point there that they're not coming for a box or a handful. They know they're set then for the month. So, mm-hmm. And so far, how much volume have you seen coming in and out?
So we had in our first month around 400 applications. Among those, we helped, I believe it was about 60 parents and families. We did not have enough donations to keep going after that month, so we kind of had to go on pause for a little bit. But we just recently got our traditional, I guess you could say, operations back into to gear, so we were able to get that going. But I think it was 12,500 diapers. We gave about 12,500 diapers out in just the first month alone.
We can't show the logo, but can you describe the logo?
So it is a picture of a mother holding up a baby, just looking into each other's eyes. And I looked at that when I was making it. I looked at it and I was like, I think this perfectly describes the love that a mother has for their child, just so wholesomely.
Thanks for joining us on the program today, Andy, to talk about Under Her Mantle, this organization which you can learn more about by going to their Facebook page, Under Her Mantle. If you need help, that's the place to go. And if you can help out, also check it out. Thanks for joining us on the program today. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.